Do you love Yankee baseball? If so, this is the show for you. Welcome to Pinstripe Talk with your host, Nick Delahanty. Coming to you from Garfield, New Jersey, this is another episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. As always, we thank you for taking some time out of your busy schedules to tune into our show. We appreciate all the support and feedback that we do get from our listeners. In case that you're a new listener, we want to remind you there are many ways to interact with the show. We are very active on social media. Find us on Twitter at Pinstripe Talk ND. You can follow my personal account, Nick_Delahanty. We have also recently launched a Facebook page. Find us by searching up Pinstripe Talk Podcast over there. Make sure you like the page. Help us spread the word. If you're new to the show, again, we're available on many different streaming formats. You can find us on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, rate, and review the show on there. We're also available on Google Play Music, Stitcher, Simplecast, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Radio Public, CastBox, Breaker. I'm sure I'm missing some, but you get the point. You can find our show in many different places. We hope that you take the time to not only listen to our show, but interact with us as well. Make sure that you're letting your voice be heard so we can discuss what you have to say on our show. Also, send us some emails, pinstripetalk@gmail.com. As always, we love talking Yankee baseball. We hope that you join in on our conversation. On this episode of the podcast, and you're probably not surprised, we're going to talk about the injury updates surrounding the Yankees, bad news about Gary Sanchez and Dellin Betances that we'll dive into. Also, Aaron Boone made a comment that the Yankees are close to quote-unquote turning the corner. Are they really close to turning the corner like Boone thinks? We'll discuss that and more. Plus, CC Sabathia returned to the mound on Saturday. We'll break down his start and what his return really means for the Yankees moving forward. As if the injury bug was not already bad for the Yankees got some bad news this past week. Gary Sanchez lands on the injured list due to a left calf strain. It looks like he'll be sidelined for at least 10 days. The Yankees are hopeful that after that 10-day stint, he'll be able to play in some games. Not sure if he'll have a rehab stint, but that's probably likely the case. And this injury is really difficult to deal with and to swallow due to the fact that Sanchez looked really good early on. 6 home runs leads the Yankees in 11 games only. It just seemed like Sanchez was healthy after that injury-plagued season last year, and it just looked like Sanchez was ready to become that all-star catcher that the Yankees know he could be. Hopefully the injury doesn't keep him out too long, and hopefully the Yankees can get him back into the lineup, because with all the injuries, they're going to need his bat on an everyday basis. There's no doubt about it. Then you look at Dellin Betances, and he's been sidelined due to injury. And now it's going to be even longer than expected, which is very difficult to swallow. Betances, who, as I mentioned, was already on the injured list, it was found that he has a pre-existing bone spur in his shoulder that needed a cortisone shot. So he shut down for 3 weeks, and the Yankees' timetable for him to return to action is approximately 6 to 7 weeks. So you're looking closer to June for Betances to return to the bullpen. And honestly, that's a real big blow for the Yankees, considering the fact of you have guys like Holder and Green, and you could even throw Zach Britton in the mix, that haven't been as sharp as they possibly can, and that the potential that they do possess. It is difficult. The injuries are really bothering the Yankees right now. Before the season, if you would have told me that Kyle Higashioka, Tyler Wade, Mike Tauchman, even Clint Frazier, guys are getting everyday at-bats, with the big league club, I probably would have laughed at you and said you were crazy. But the injuries have really dictated this roster, and the Yankees just can't seem to get healthy. Every time they look to have some improvements, somebody else goes down. So I don't know what the deal is. We've been trying to wrap our minds around this for a while now. It's getting rather frustrating because there was a lot of expectations surrounding this team going into the season. And as the expectations got higher, it seemed like somebody else got injured, and now they're out for an extended period of time. as we say on every single show, hopefully the injury bug goes and bothers somebody else. It's a part of the game. It does happen. But the Yankees are in that position where they're really relying on the lower part of their depth to really win games. And until they can get healthy, which might not be until June or maybe even July, these guys right now and the guys that start to find their way back onto the roster are going to need to step up. Let's take a look at the injured list right now. And Brian Hulk of MLB.com did a really nice job of mapping this out on Twitter. These are some of the guys that the Yankees currently have on the injured list and when their projected timetable to return to action is. And if you look at these guys, there's really no clarity as to when we might see these guys in the Bronx again. Start with Miguel Andujar. It's a question if we'll see him sometime, maybe in May. And I hate to look at the worst case scenario, but it is a possibility. If Miguel Andujar needs surgery, we won't see him again until 2020. And that would be a major blow for this Yankee team offensively, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Andujar is a guy that a lot of people were really excited to see after his stellar rookie year. Hopefully he'll be able to play through the injury and avoid surgery. Then you look at Betances, who we talked about. You're looking sometime in June for him. Jacoby Ellsbury. I don't even want to get into the subject of Ellsbury. God only knows when he'll be back in the lineup, if he'll ever be back in the lineup. I still am under the belief that there's a deal to keep him away from the team, although the injury bug has hurt the team like he's been around. Didi, we know there's no set timetable for him anytime between June and August. He's another major piece to this team. Ben Heller, you're looking at June for him. Aaron Hicks, it looked like early on that his injury wasn't going to hold him out for long, but now you're looking sometime in May for him. A switch hitting outfielder, really valuable defensively. Yankees hope that he'll be back sometime soon. That beginning of May might be a nice timetable to look at. Jordan Montgomery, who went down with Tommy John surgery, looking at August for him. That might be a sleeper pick here to help this team, especially with the rotation questions. Montgomery might be a guy who come August and September might be able to help the big league club. Sanchez, late April, early May. Severino, who only knows with him after his latest setback. You're looking maybe middle of June, early July for him. That's a big blow. Stanton, end of the month, hopefully, after his lat strain. And Troy Tulowitzki, the often injured Troy Tulowitzki. You're looking sometime in May as well. So until these guys get back or until you get more clarity, it's really difficult to envision what this team is going to be. Are they going to make a move to help them out? Are they going to maybe test out some of their minor league depth? There's a lot of things that this team could explore. And it's going to be really interesting to see what the Yankees think about this. Do they believe that the 25 guys they have on the roster right now can win them games? That's what's going to really determine which route they go. We know Brian Cashman's a smart guy. He makes a lot of savvy moves that help his teams win. Will he go out and make some moves that will help strengthen this roster? It's very possible that the Yankees will explore the trade market. Heck, they can even look to the free agent market. But before you go out and say, there's a guy on the free agent market that makes a lot of sense for the Yankees, let's all remember, there's draft pick compensation that is tied to Dallas Keuchel. So if the Yankees are in love with where they are in terms of draft pick, or don't want to lose that draft pick, it's very unlikely that the Yankees would agree to a deal with Keuchel until after that June draft. And at that point, you're going to overpay a guy who is probably going to sign a one-year deal. So for a half a season, you're looking at hoping that Keuchel can get you maybe, 10 to 15 starts during the regular season. And how effective is he going to be having missed spring training, having missed the first half of the season? And let's not forget, since he won the Cy Young in 2015, he's really been a mediocre pitcher since. 2016 went 9-12 with a 4.5 ERA. 2017, okay, you can make the case he went 14-5 with a 2.9 ERA, had a good year. But then last year was 12-11 with a 3.74. So he really hasn't been outstanding, and it's been on and off. So do you take a gamble on a Keuchel? Or do you go out and try to add somebody via the trade market? And that's going to be something that Cashman will explore, I think, when he gets a better idea of the timetable for each of his injured players. And also will be determined on if the Yankees do suffer any more injuries down the road. So before we talk about them making moves, I think that Cashman's going to assess the guys he has right now, see where they are, and then move forward knowing the better information that is given to him. And I think that he will definitely do whatever he can to make sure this team can get into the playoffs and beyond. As we shift gears in our conversation, it was a really tough half of the week for the Yankees, given that they really struggled in Houston. You look at Monday's game, they had a lead, looked like they were going to win the game, blew the lead late. Same thing on Tuesday night. So they go down two games in the series. Then, trying to avoid the sweep, the Yankees struggled again on Wednesday night, failing to avoid the sweep. Houston takes three games from them. Honestly, you can make the case they should have won all three. Make the case, yeah, you know, baseball happens, things happen. Should have at least got two out of three. And the frustrating thing is, this team has showed the potential to get a lead in games and just hasn't been able to finish. And Aaron Boone made a comment earlier in the week and said the Yankees are very close to turning the corner. And that's something I want to discuss. And it's been overplayed, it's been over-talked about, but I'm not on the bandwagon that they're ready to turn the corner just yet. I'm having a lot of trouble buying into them turning the corner with the lineup that they're forced to put out on an everyday basis. And I get it, and I'm not blaming Aaron Boone at all. I understand what he's dealing with. But a guy like DJ LeMahieu, who has been phenomenal since coming to the Bronx, I never envisioned him to be playing every day. And that's not a bad thing because LeMahieu's a great ball player. I figured that he would play 4 to 5 times a week. But he was thrown into a role where he's in the lineup on an everyday basis. You look at a guy like Tyler Wade. You look at a guy like Gio Urshela. You look at Tauchman and Frazier in the outfield. These are guys that nobody expected to really make a big impact with a big league club. And now they're thrown into a high-pressure situation where the expectations are very high, and it's hard to live up to. Now let's remember, the Yankees do have some healthy players. LeMahieu's one of them, been playing some great baseball. Gleyber Torres, forced to move over to shortstop with the injury to Tulowitzki. Who could forget Aaron Judge, who had another home run on Saturday afternoon? And then you look at the rotation. You got Tanaka, J.A. Happ, who has not pitched very well. 3 starts against under 500 teams. He has really struggled. I don't know what's up with him. Hopefully, his contract doesn't come back to bite the Yankees. Hopefully, he figures it out. It's just very frustrating, especially given the fact that the Yankees have lost a lot of games where either A, they had a lead that they should have kept, or B, have lost games to teams that shouldn't even be on the field with them. You look at the White Sox, who took the first game of their series on Friday night in a rain-shortened game, a couple of losses to the Orioles, a team that a lot of people expect to lose 110 games this year. The Yankees really need to buckle down and focus on the task at hand. And yeah, it's okay to keep saying, we're about to turn the corner, we're ready to turn the corner. But as a fan, it's very hard to buy that when your main lineup and the majority of the guys that impact your team are on the injured list and cannot help you. And again, like I said earlier, it's not their fault. Injuries happen. It's a part of the game. But I just feel like they're trying to buy in to this, we're going to turn the corner, today's going to be the day. I think they're putting more pressure on themselves to perform. I think that it's a matter of, let's see what these guys have. Let's see what these guys are capable of. You know, Tyler Wade was very upset to get dropped to the minor leagues earlier in the year. Now he has a chance to prove his worth. Clint Frazier as well. Nobody expected him to get at-bats early on in the year. People expected him maybe to get called up during the middle of the year, but nobody thought that he'd be thrown into the lineup every day. Let's see what he's capable of. Urshela is going to get a lot of at-bats. The recently acquired Tauchman's going to get a lot of at-bats. Higashioka and Romine behind the plate are going to get their chance to shine. Guys like Domingo German, they're all getting an opportunity. Let's see what they're capable of. Let's face it, World Series championships are not won by having one or two guys. This isn't the NBA. It's not a sport where one or two guys are going to win it for you. It's going to take a collective roster, and I think that this is going to help the Yankees, and it's going to strengthen them down the road. So this might be a good thing. Not that they're struggling, and not that they're losing games that they should win, but I think that they're gaining valuable experience, and they're really seeing what their roster is capable of, and what the guys that might not be in the limelight are capable of. And hopefully they're able to hold it down until the big boppers come back, and the main names that we all expected to see at the beginning of the year are ready to go. But I'm not buying into they're close to turning the corner. I'm really not. Instead of talking the talk, let's walk the walk. And let's see it. We'll know when they turn the corner. Saturday's win against the White Sox hopefully helps turn the corner. But I still think they're a long ways off. I think that we really need to pump the brakes and kind of take some of the pressure off, because I think it's getting a little overwhelming for not only Boone, but the guys in the clubhouse. Speaking of the clubhouse, the Yankees clubhouse got a big boost on Saturday getting back CC Sabathia. And as valuable as he has been on the field for the Yankees, he's even more valuable in the clubhouse. Sabathia went 5 strong innings, striking out 5. He really had a great day on the mound and really could have went more, but the Yankees had their pitch limit on him, really weren't trying to force the issue with him. According to the Elias Sports Bureau, Sabathia became the first major league pitcher to throw for at least 5 scoreless innings with 1 hit or fewer and no walks in consecutive starts. Cy Young did it in consecutive appearances, but not in starts. So CC, in his final year as he starts his 2019 season, starts out on a high note. And for the Yankees, this is a valuable addition. It's kind of like adding somebody to the roster. He's valuable to the young guys in the clubhouse. And I think that in terms of turning the corner, I think Sabathia is a guy that really could help this team move back in the right direction. A guy who's been through a lot, really good with the young guys. I think that his wisdom and his guidance is going to make a huge difference on this roster. And Tyler Wade, after the game today, made a real statement that stuck with me. He mentioned how CeCe was firing everybody up before the game. You notice when there was a couple of good plays in the field, one by Wade, one by Gardner, to name a few. Sabathia is getting fired up on the mound. That energy and that passion, that rubs off on people. I think that's going to be a huge asset in terms of chemistry. And the big 5-2 in his last season, I think, could have a big role on this team. Hopefully he stays healthy and keeps up that same energy, because I think that this could be a real huge asset for this team. Adding a 39-year-old pitcher back to your roster might not be enticing to many, especially given the way baseball has a lot more younger rosters on their hands. But Sabathia is a guy that's kind of like a player coach at this point in his career. He's a guy that when he's on the mound, he's going to give you 150%. When he's off the mound, he's going to be great for your clubhouse. So great news for the Yankees getting Sabathia back, and it was great seeing him on the mound getting fired up. And some things never change with CC. He goes out there, he gives you his all, he has that fiery energy, pumps the guys up around him, and the Yankees just seem to respond to that. So best of luck to CC in his final year. Without a doubt, we'll be rooting for him and hoping that he can stay healthy and be a part of a Yankee team that hopefully and ultimately will end up with another World Series championship. That's going to wrap up today's show. We're hoping that the Yankees get back on track. Under 500 baseball so far, but again, early in the season, baseball is a long grind. 162 games, can't take any of them lightly. Yankees got to get back on track. Hopefully, this is the start of that with a big win on Saturday. Again, you can find us on Twitter at PinstripeTalkND. Find my personal account at Nick_Delahanty. Find us on Facebook, our new Facebook page, Pinstripe Talk Podcast. Send us some emails, PinstripeTalk@gmail.com. We love talking Yankee baseball. We hope that you join in on the conversation. Find us on many different feeds. You can find us on Apple Podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review to the show on there. Google Play Music, Stitcher, Simplecast, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Radio Public, CastBox, Breaker. As I said before, I'm sure I missed one or two, but there's so many ways you can listen to our show, so many different outlets. We appreciate them all, and we hope that you take some time to tune in, share the link with a friend, and join in on that conversation. This has been another episode of the Pinstripe Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. Thank you for tuning in, and as always, let's go Yankees!